begin the current daven, second zayim and the tzadi zayim. Begin on the base. Begin the tzadi the master. Begin towards the Gemara. Shimon Aimer. Shimon says, "Noisin lechaber b'chuli, give it to his friend and his friend and so on and so forth." Which really this tzadi belongs the tzadi hey on the base in the Mishnah. Tzadi can explain this opinion of Reb Shimon, where if you find fillin, Shimon says, what you do is you pass it on and on and on, each one going less than dollar amas. Says Tzadi Nirud Sim, the main shem chaberim that. If there's no friends for him to pass the tefillin one to the other, that Hayimat Reb Shimon Lohilech Pachas Marav Amas, Reb Shimon would permit for the person himself to walk less than Dalar Amas at a time to carry the tefillin back in, because the Lagar Mekis is not any less than a purse of money. The Perek Meshechshus, the Gemara brings the Shabbos Dafka from the Gimel Mabez, that in that type of situation, a person could carry his purse less than Dalar Amas at a time. Now, more of a says, Vasim Nami, there also. In that case of the purse, Im Hoy Chaveim Harbe, if there were a lot of friends, they were cool and shutfen by, and they were old partners in them, near it seemed to Reb Shimon Nesh Lechaveir, Bechaveir Lechaveir, that yeah, each one would pass on to the next one, because again, like we find them here, the Chadifale, Shimon prefers that, it's only if he doesn't have anyone to give it to, then he himself goes and carries it less than Dalar Amas at a time. The next says, the master begins with the Gemara Hachag, saying, this is the Gears of Bechim, but no, he said to his son, Vafalein Mei, and even if there are 100, which the Taisus also belongs, when the Tzadik Heim Abeis in the Mishnah, Taisus can be saying, what's the appropriate Gears in the Mishnah? Which Shimon said, okay, you pass it from friend to friend to friend to friend, less than Dalar Amas, and also his son, which is born in the field, like the Gemara explains, friend to friend to friend, and even if there are 100. So Tesis says that that's the appropriate Girsa, and that is, Veloik is from the Garsi, not like this from that switch it around, and that they first say, Zafelahin Mei, and even if there are 100, Vechein Benay, and then it says, and also his son, which that would sound like that, even if there are 100, is going out finding his tefillin that he passed his friend to friend, even if there's 100 men. And that's to tell you, no, because the Gemara Muchet Afilahin Meya, the distance even 100, Abnei Koy, not going on the tefillin, but on his son. And that's because the Gemara explained to him a fair time, what's the Chiddush in 100, is Avagavti Kashul Yovik, even though the passing from hand to hand is harmful for the child, even so, that's better than carrying the person himself, one person, less than Dalar Amas at a time. Ketinek says, Masa Tezbin's word to Gemara, Sachai B'mita, the alive person, if he carries him out in the bed, Pata, he's going to be exempt, which is explaining what's the reason for this halacha, that if someone carries out a live person in the bed, he's going to be exempt on everything, because the live person carries himself, and the bed is tuffled to the dead, to the live person. So it's from Tema, as to take a second look, he says, Nibbi going to say, Nihisha Chayna says, that's although the living person carries himself, but still this situation should be, like when two people carry a load, but one person could do it on his own, and one person can't, that should be over here with Allah is the Yochel Chayb, the one who could do it on his own is liable, because the Mochach Mamatzni, like it's obviously the Gemara Shabbat, Tzadik Mo'ed Aleph. Here also, when someone's carrying a live person in the bed, since the one laying in the bed cannot carry himself, and the one who's taking him out could, so the one who carries him out should be Chayb, so why does the Mishnah say he's going to be Pata? By Maria, and after he says, still he's going to be exempt over here. Why Mishnah the Gemara, and call it Tzayz Mishkan? We learn that all the laws of carrying out from the Mishkan, B'sham Lohoyu Noisim Balachayim, they didn't carry living things. Because the Eilim Etchashim, this that we have, they were living things in the construction of the Mishkan regarding the rams and the tachash, melichim reglaim. They would go with their own 2 feet. The chalazin and the fish that they got the trailers from, miyad kashiyatim in the yam, right when they took it out of the sea, hoyim moitzin dam, they would take out the dam, the blood, right when it was in its strength. Kechid litzl tzavi, so that the dye should be stronger, like we said on Davayim Heim Sechel Shabbos. So therefore, whoever carries out a living thing is going to exempt, because we don't find such a precedent in the Mishkan, and all malachas have to have a precedent, and that's why one's pot to be carrying out a living person, even though technically it's zeh yachol, v'zein the yachol. Same except the Mazda begins with the Gemara Hacha over here, b'chavis dehafka, ma'im dehafka skin. The case actually says the Gemara is talking about where both the barrel and the water are onos. So I just come to explain that is it possible to carry out water out of the tchum of the one that originally picked it up? Because the Gemara said that. What do you mean? How could it be to say even by the barrel you could take it out of the tchum? There's a mission that says it's karagla bailam. So the Gemara says, no, there's no bailam. It's hefker items. So on that says, Taisis, delay kondu shvisa loy lezeh v'loy lezeh. So if it's hefker both of them, so none of them acquired a shvisa. And if a fila, so Taisis has explained, b'afila chutz tchum dekama. So this is how we say that you could take it out of the tchum. Which tchum? Hayinu makom shvisa mayim. That's from where the water was when Shabbos started. That even so, since it's hefker, there's no problem by carrying it out because it doesn't have a shvisa. But says Taisa, but out of the tchum of the first guy who merited it on Shabbos, lo yilichoisim, that they can't take it beyond his tchum. The precious love effect, which is like we explained about Mevam Manalov, because the karakli kolad and the gitani gam and harsa meishchin. This that we said that by waters that are streaming, which don't have a shvisa once Shabbos starts, rather has the shvisa of like the legs of every single person. That means the one who drew the water first on Shabbos. So therefore, it can't go past Sistra. And that Tais has to address. So this that it says, and one gives it to his friend, and one to friend, and so on and so forth. It's not because he himself can't go, and therefore he has to give it to his friend because it's going beyond his tchum, and he can't do it. But you see that they could take, even though it's beyond his tchum. So it says no. The reason why he has to pass it to his friend is not because it's going to go beyond his tchum, but rather because no one could carry dalal amos in mishas ram. However, another approach that says, also what you could say is, that actually, actually you could take it beyond the tchum of the one who first merited on Shabbos. Well, could go in, but it's too much. He did not have a mind to merit in it, not for himself, not for others when he lifted it up, only when he's going to drink from it. And therefore the rest is still remains after, even though he picked it up. Okay, and based on that interpretation, then even regarding Yamtiv, Shaykh Lashanis, you can still teach this halacha of our mission. Although there's no problem by transporting Dalamas and Mishas Rabbim regarding Yamtiv, but you'd still have a problem of Tchuman Yamtiv. And regarding that is what we're saying, since the first person didn't merit in the water besides what he's drinking for himself, so therefore you let him take it even beyond this Tchum, and that would be something that you'd be teaching a Heter. Even for that of Yom Tov. So Taisa explained that you're allowed to carry out the water beyond the tchum of where the water started off or the barrel started off at Shabbos because they were ownless objects, which does not require Shemitah. But you cannot take it beyond the tchum of the first person who drew it on Shabbos because that's Karagli Hamali. But if led to the one who lifted it up did not have a mind to merit in it beyond what he was drinking, then you could even take beyond his tchum of the first person, and that would be a halacha that's applicable even regarding Yom Tov, although there's no problem with Itza. The halacha of tchum applies to Yom Tov, and it would still apply to say that they could all take it beyond the first guy's tchum.